Lanook Stud's O'Lonro continues to perform well at stud, and this week he produced a couple of very exciting winners. A good yarn at Geelong and a young horse by the name of O'Torto, Crandon. Neville Murdoch from Lanook joining us on the program this morning. How are you, Neville?
I'm very good, Joe. Yourself?
Very well, thanks. O'Lonro keeps turning out good winners.
Yeah, look, he's seriously, he's very, very underrated, and I'm sure you hear that all day long, but if you look at his stats and everything else, he is very, very underrated. He goes very well, and certainly off low mares as in numbers. Like, he's only averaged these 40-odd a year, and the last couple have been quite tough for him, but just about every one of them runs. I think he runs nearly at about 61 or 62% winners to runners ratio, so which is as good as any stallion, probably.
Sure is, and he stands for only $5,500.
Yep, it's a pretty tough game, Joe, as you would imagine, and I'm sure you've heard about it before, but I don't quite know how you fix a problem up in this industry in a lot of ways. He is a good horse, and the other three that we've got as well, like, they all do a very, very good job, and we've got young ones coming through off our other stay-ins as well, but Lonnie in particular, like, he is seriously throws two-year-olds right through to 5 and 6 year olds. You know, that one of the one in Melbourne last week, I think, ran fourth by memory over 2400 or something. So he certainly knows how to put a horse on the ground and go all distances and race on until they're 6 year old. So we're very, very, very happy with him.
It's a funny thing. Sometimes the lower the service fee, the less likely sometimes people are to take up bookings. It's a funny mentality, isn't it? Is that the challenge you find?
Yes, it's actually, you make me laugh a little bit, Joe, because before I come into this industry 17 years ago, I was in the car industry. And I remember one particular day, just quickly, was that we advertised the car, I can't remember the exact price anyway, and we couldn't sell it, so we said, oh, it's probably too cheap, so we put $5,000 more on it than we sold the next day. So you are spot on. And look, saying that, Joe, in all fairness too, because I have stay-ins, and I was only saying that about that mayor of O'Torto, Greg Urell, said to me the other day, he said, Neville, he said, I can't believe that you don't get more horses to that stay-in. He's just a super horse. Every one of them we've had has gone so well. And I said, yeah, Greg, it shows you how clever I am. I said, O'Torto's mum's been to, I love this city, it's been to Cluster, and it's carrying a cluster. I said, this year, it'll go back to O'Lonro. So, look, I'm as bad as anyone else, but saying that, I've got some stay-ins that need supporting, and it is pretty tough, you know.
So what are his bookings looking like for this spring?
Look, at this stage, look, without going over the top and being stupid, I think we've probably got about 15 to him. But for our business, for Lanook Stud, we've got a lot of breed-to-race type people, so you don't see too many get sold. Most people breed to race them, and seriously, they're not even thinking about breeding yet because there's no real foals on the ground. So, you know, we putter all the way through, right through till the end of November, December, when horses get broken down on tracks and late services, et cetera, et cetera. So I think he'll have a very good year. I'm pretty happy with the way he's going at this stage.
Tell us the background of the two-year-old O'Torto.
Well, we all have little dreams, Joe, and that was one of mine. I was chasing around for a night shift mare and I could not find one anywhere. And that came up through the sales, and I think by memory I paid $800 for a dry from a sale. And she's actually by strategic out of a night shift mare, and I thought, well, that's as close as I'm going to get, so I bought her. And she went to Lonnie, and look, we all dream, and mine's as good as anyone else's dream. We think he could be something a little bit special. The race he had at Cranbourne the other day was a little bit surprising for us, but he certainly come home well, and Greg tells me that he's jumping out of his skin and he's still a little bit of a boy, and he's just turned three now, and his intentions at this stage is going to Flemington next Saturday. So hope you're listening, Greg. Don't be scared. So we'll see.
That is very exciting and a good yarn. What's his future looking like? He's a five-year-old gelding by O'Lonro.
Yeah, exactly. And I think he's, by memory, I think he's won four or something out of his last five. Merv's quite patient with him. She's not a big mare. Dr. Angus McKinnon from Golden Valley Hospital, he breeds to Lonnie just about every year. And I think that's her second one to Lonnie. And Angus spoke to me last night and said she's coming back again this year. But, yeah, Merv, just listening to his interview and going via Angus, he's certainly on the march to town. But that was, I don't know if you've seen the actual race or not, Joe, but that was very, very impressive.
Oh, that's terrific news. And nice to have the backing of someone like Angus McKinnon too.
Oh, yeah, look, Angus has been, he's a personal friend and he's he does all our vet work here and has been for the 17 years that I've been here. And so, yeah, very good bloke and does a good job. And even Merv, look, Merv does a superb job. That little mare's got that horse, Little Thread, and I can't remember the other good horse he had out of it too, but that I think that even Merv mentioned it yesterday. He actually had the car at Mooney Valley Night meetings there for a week. So, you know, it's been a very good mare for Angus and Merv. It's been very good for him. So, yeah, a little bit to look forward to. So we'll get the phone rattling, hopefully, and do a bit more marketing and hope it all goes on from there.
Neville, outside of Olonro, how's the rest of business at Lanark Stud going?
Oh, look, it's tough enough without talking garbage, but certainly clusters trickling along okay. This is his fourth season, but we sold a couple through the sales link. One made $72,000, which Henry Dwyer's got now. Greg Urell's got a couple. Brian Guy's got a couple up in Queensland, so they're all round the place. And if we keep dreaming, everybody that's had them and broken them in tells me that they're terrific. So let's hope they can get out and run. I don't think they'll be two-year-old, but we'll try and get maybe one or two going. But the typical Fastnet Rock. Wolf Cry's been a little surprise packet to us, so him and Honorius have got babies due this year. So we've got a fair bit happening here in the next few years, you know.
You sure have, and it's nice to see you getting a couple of decent winners by Olonro on the track. An underrated stallion, but maybe for not too much longer.
No, well, look, he's closely bred to I Am Invincible, and I keep, you know, we all dream again, I keep repeating that word, but I'd love to have had him 150 mares to him like I Am Invincible. Could have been a very interesting horse at this stage. So, no, look, we'll battle on and we'll kick along and hopefully he gets a couple of real good horses in town and people will start looking at him again.
Neville, as always, really enjoyable to catch up with you.
Terrific, Joe. Thanks for the call. Catch up with you. Bye-bye.
Neville Murdoch from Lanark Stud, their headline stallion Olonro, producing some handy winners this week. Horses to follow, one in particular, the 2-year-old O Torto, and A Good Yarn continues on his winning ways.